crossing the Jordan today to go in to dispossess nations greater and mightier than you, cities that are great and fortified to heaven.
A people who are great and tall, the sons of the Anakim, whom you know and of whom you have heard it said,
who can stand against the sons of Anak?
So be aware today that it is the Lord your God who is crossing over ahead of you as a consuming fire. He will destroy them and he will subdue them before you so that you may drive them out and eliminate them quickly, just as the Lord has spoken to you.
Do not say in your heart, when the Lord your God is driven them away from you because of the Lord has brought me in to take possession of this land.
Rather, it is because of the wickedness of these nations that the Lord is dispossessing them before you. It is not because of your righteousness or the uprightness of your heart that you are going in to take possession of their land. But it is because of the wickedness of these nations before you, and in order to confirm the oath which the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
know then that
it is not because of your righteousness that the Lord your God is giving you this good land to possess, for you are a stubborn people.
Remember, do not forget how you provoked the Lord your God to anger in the wilderness from the day that you left the land of Egypt until you arrived at this place.
You have been rebellious against the Lord.
Even at Horeb, you provoked the Lord to anger, and the Lord was so angry with you that he would have destroyed you.
When I went up to the mountain to receive the tablets of stone, the tablets of the covenant which the Lord made with you, then I remained on the mountain for 40 days and nights. I neither ate bread nor drank water. The two tablets of stone,
written by the finger of God. Oh. And on them were all the words which the Lord had spoken with you at the mountain from the midst of the fire on the day of the assembly. It came about at the end of 40 days and nights that the Lord gave me the two tablets.
Because your people, whom you brought out of Egypt, have behaved corruptly. They have quickly turned aside from the way that I commanded them. They have made a cast metal image for themselves. Whoa.
Also said to me, I have seen this people, and indeed it is a stubborn people. Leave me alone, that I may destroy them and wipe out their name from under heaven. And I will make of you a nation mightier and greater than they. So I turned and came down from the mountain, while the mountain was burning with fire. And the two tablets of the covenant were in my two hands. And I saw that you had indeed sinned against the Lord your God. You had made for yourselves a cast metal image of a calf. You had quickly turned aside from the way that the Lord had commanded you.
Whom you have redeemed through your greatness, whom you have brought.